morning, Joey.
Dan Rusinowski, radio voice for the San Jose Sharks. Heard you call the game the other night. Is there anything you can tell us? Can you help us feel a little bit better about this? Maybe make us feel like what we saw we didn't actually see? That the sky is not falling?
Well, the sky isn't falling, that's for sure. But this is a game that nobody's happy with. It's basically a game in which they handed the victory with a silver platter, and maybe with even some butler service to the Vegas Golden Knights. And these early period goals are a real thorn in the side of the Sharks. And last game, they just did it as badly as they've ever done it. They did it in each of the three periods. So I just counted this. Out of all the goals they've allowed, about 45% of them they've allowed to Vegas this year have all been in the first 5 minutes of periods. And you just can't do that. Guys know that. It's just been a really strange anomaly of this series. And Vegas is a team that pounces on those mistakes. And so they were all cranked up. The place was rocking and rolling. And so you can expect that they fed off of that energy they got from the fans, just like the Sharks did in game one.
Sure.
So I think we're going to probably see that. But remember, the good thing to remember about this is that look at what happened in game two. Vegas came back and got a victory. So now it'll be the flip side for game four coming up on Tuesday, where the Sharks can come back and just get back to that steady game they played, first game of the series, and I think everything will be fine. But they just can't make those mental errors.
Dan, I knew you'd make us feel a little bit better about it, but 7:30 tomorrow, Dan Rusinowski going to be calling the game in Las Vegas. Of course, you can hear it on the official flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 K-Fox. Dan, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you.
You bet, Joey. Thanks.